Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Vicky Miller from Shake It Up Australia Foundation, and we are going to talk about Parkinson's today, World Parkinson's Day. Good day, Vicky.
Hello, Maridel.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Parkinson's. Not a lot of people know a lot about Parkinson's. Maybe if you ask the next person, they would say, Michael J. Fox has it, and that's it.
Yes, you're correct, Maridel. It is one of those diseases that is not widely talked about. Michael J. Fox has brought it to the fore and not only created a lot of awareness, but he's also, through the Michael J. Fox Foundation, raised significant funds and pushed research, really accelerated research into treatments and the cause of Parkinson's over the last 20 years.
We can say that based on Michael J. Fox's life, it is a manageable disease?
It's definitely a manageable disease. It is a neurodegenerative disease caused by the loss of dopamine cells in the brain. And people can be diagnosed at any age. So whilst we have 100,000 people in Australia living with Parkinson's, about 20% of them will be diagnosed while they're still of working age. So, you know, probably in their 50s, and 10% under the age of 40. So it's not necessarily an older person's disease. It does strike people in their younger years, as it did with Michael J. Fox. He was only 29 when he was diagnosed.
And 17%, it has increased 17% over the last 6 years.
That's correct, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, one Australian is being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease every 40 minutes.
That's correct. 38 people are diagnosed every day with Parkinson's.
So numbers will tell us that this is pretty alarming and that we should do more things to understand it.
Absolutely, and to find better treatments to help people living with Parkinson's live a better quality of life and to stop the degeneration of the disease, because, you know, if you're diagnosed at a younger age, you're going to live with it for a long time, 20 or 30 years, and your quality of life is going to become affected.
And this is something that we don't fully understand, because you mentioned earlier that it can be genetic, but a huge amount of people who have been diagnosed it weren't genetically predisposed.
That's correct. There are some people who will have a genetic version of Parkinson's. There's a number of different genes. I think it's 5 or 6 genes that contribute to Parkinson's. But only about 20% of people will have one of those genes. And just because you have a Parkinson's gene in your family doesn't necessarily mean you will get Parkinson's disease. There are some things that may tip that further, make you put you further at risk. For instance, if you've had exposure through the environment to pesticides, that may contribute to it. So, you know, if you have one of the genes and you've also grown up in a rural area and been exposed over a long period of time to pesticides, that may then tip you over the line where you do develop Parkinson's, whereas somebody else with the same Parkinson's gene may never develop Parkinson's.
It's a very complicated disease.
It's extremely complicated for a number of reasons. One being, it's difficult to diagnose. There is no biomarker at the moment for Parkinson's. We have been investing a lot of research funding into finding a biomarker. So what that means is you can't go to the doctor if you have a symptom and get a blood test and be told you've got Parkinson's. There is no such test. So Parkinson's symptoms vary so much from person to person that you will rarely find two people with the same combination of symptoms in terms of onset and progression. And you have visible symptoms and non-visible symptoms. So it's known as a movement disorder. And the motor symptoms that are evident that people would be familiar with will be the tremor, the essential tremor, mm-hmm. which is the shaking of the predominantly hands, but it can also be limbs, legs. Rigidity and freezing of gait, so you could be walking along and all of a sudden your body will freeze and you won't be able to move. Balance, dyskinesia, frozen facial features, which look like somebody has no emotion on their face. They just aren't able to move the muscles of their face. And then you have the silent non-motor symptoms, which are things like constipation, depression, loss of sense of smell, which we know can predate a Parkinson's diagnosis by more than a decade, sleep disorder, so people who act out their dreams in their sleep, restless leg syndrome during their sleep. So there's so many different symptoms, and you have to put those combination of symptoms together to actually get a diagnosis of Parkinson's from a neurologist. So it's very complex.
And so there is currently ongoing research that would help us understand and maybe better diagnosis in the future.
That's correct. So one of the many studies that we fund is a new study here in Australia called the Australian Parkinson's Genetic Study. That's being conducted by the Queensland Institute for Medical Research and funded by Shake It Up and the Michael J. Fox Foundation. That's going to contribute to a larger global genetic study called GP2. And they're looking to recruit 150,000 people from around the world who are currently living with Parkinson's to map their DNA to get the genetic code of people living with Parkinson's. So in Australia, we're wanting to recruit 10,000 people who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, male or female, over the age of 30, to participate in this study. It's very easy to participate in from the comfort of your own home. You just answer a short questionnaire which will ask you basic information about yourself and when you were diagnosed. And then if you qualify, they'll send you a saliva sample in the mail. You just do a spit test at home and send it in a return paid envelope back to the Queensland Institute for Medical Research, and they will then study the DNA of your particular sample. They're also looking for the same number of people, 10,000 people who don't have Parkinson's but may have been exposed to the same environment that you have. So in other words, your husband, your wife, your next door neighbour, close friends, work colleagues who might live in the same environment as you do, so that they've got a cohort to compare against as well. And this study is really important because it's going to give us a lot more information about the genetic structure of Parkinson's that will lead to us better understanding the disease in terms of predicting for a biomarker, and also allowing us to develop new drug therapies that are going to slow and stop disease progression. Historically, most drug treatments that have come onto the market for Parkinson's have been about treating symptoms. We're looking at drug therapies that are actually going to change the course of the disease. So, in other words, stop the disease progressing.
So there is no cure, but we can do something to slow it down or to stop its progression.
That's what we're aiming to do, yes. At the moment, there isn't a treatment to do that, but that's what our current focus is from the Shake It Up Australia Foundation and the Fox Foundation's perspective. We're looking across the board at everything, but we're certainly wanting to accelerate research to find a drug therapy that's going to stop the disease progressing.
What's the time frame for this study?
This study will take 2 years, 1 to 2 years to complete. So I guess it depends how quickly we can get those 10,000 participants on board. So it's easy to participate. If people could visit our website, which is shakeitup.org.au, and on our homepage, they'll see for World Parkinson's Day, we have our Pause for Parkinson's campaign, and we're asking people to pledge or participate to support Parkinson's. So pledge a donation to research or participate in this Australian Parkinson's genetic study, and there's a link through to the study on our website.
Thank you very much, yes. Vicky Miller from Shake It Up Australia.
Thank you very much, Marigal.
E-like, e-share, e-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.